are so many things in life that you have to compromise, especially because of budget, the clothes you buy, the food you buy, and healthcare should not be one of those things. Check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to, and prioritize your health. I use ZocDoc. I have a bunch of health issues. For example, my feet randomly hurting so bad that I cannot walk anywhere. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Go to ZocDoc.com/BCC and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BCC. ZocDoc.com/BCC.
Welcome to the chain.
This is the BCC Club, and we're your hosts. I'm Kendall Landreth.
And I'm Sarah Schauer. And each week we talk about some part of the internet. Which this week it's, who is it?
Jeffree Star.
Yeah. And I'm wearing sunglasses. I have a little bit of a headache. You know that thing of where you drink one cup of coffee too soon after one cup of coffee? And then another. And then you like your head feels crazy. And so you wear sunglasses. Because the thing is if I look at Kendall with a headache, my eyes will cross. And so like.
Out of love.
Yeah. You know that thing of when you're talking and you know your eyes are crossed?
I've never experienced that in my entire life.
Okay, well then never mind, you know?
How many cups of coffee do you usually have?
One, because I already take Vyvanse. It's just like I like to sip coffee when I read in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I know I shouldn't have another, and then I do, and I'm like, I shouldn't have done this.
Oh, I'm bad. Because I'm on Vyvanse, and then I take I drink a Celsius.
Oh, yeah.
Yikes. Every time I drink a Celsius, my girlfriend goes, like, I crack the can, and she goes, shouldn't be drinking those. It's going to give you a heart attack.
Yeah.
And every day I do it, and every day I have to, but the unfortunate part of having a Celsius is I have to deal with Jordan telling me that I might have a heart attack one day. And I know that I was thinking about this the other day, if I ever have a heart attack, no matter the reason for it, the first thing Jordan will say when I wake up from surgery, I don't know what happens when you have a heart attack, will be, we gotta cut out those Celsiuses.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like the doctor would cover that first.
But whatever he says, Jordan wouldn't believe. They'd be like, it's the Celsiuses. I'll remove them from the refrigerator.
Do you want to hear something really, I don't know if this is funny. It really depends on who you ask. My mom's a doctor, and I would have like really bad panic attacks. And so one time I thought I was having a heart attack, and I called her.
How old were you?
This is like a couple years ago.
Okay.
And she was like, I was like, the thing is if I was having a heart attack, I would have died already. And she's like, oh no, Sarah, some people can have heart attacks for days. And the reason why, like they're literally so stubborn, they refuse to die.
Yeah.
And I was like, thanks, Mom.
Thanks.
Thankfully, when Dad had his, he just went down.
Yeah.
So I know that.
Your dad had a heart attack?
Oh, yeah. Everyone in the family has, you know, so.
My dad had a heart attack, and he said it was the worst. It was crazy because my dad loved fried chicken from Burger King.
Yeah.
Oh, he loved it. And he just was obsessed with it, and nothing. The doctors were like, Burger King is going to be what does you in.
Yeah.
And he was kind of like, I don't care. And I got him a sweatshirt that said Burger King. I mean, he was the Burger King. He was a huge fan.
Uh-huh.
When he had a heart attack for a year straight, eventually it teetered off, but and mm-hmm. he started having it again. But for that
you
year,
you started having heart attacks.
No,
again?
Started having Burger King again. But the year after his heart attack, he did not have. He was eating like healthy, like grilled chicken and vegetables.
Yeah.
Because he was so scared, and he was like, it was the worst pain I'd ever been in. And my dad had a lot of medical issues. Nothing had scared him like a heart attack did.
Uh-huh.
So apparently it's just the worst pain ever.
Dang, he still went back to the chicken.
Well, they told him you got a couple months left, and he said, if I die, I want to be in a bucket of Burger King tenders.
That's me. Like, if I ever get some diagnosis I can't come back from, I'm getting drunk. Like,
really? You think?
Yeah. Like, let's wrap this up, you know? Like, what's the point? Like, I mean, I of course, not all the time, but like... And it's got to be like a sure thing.
Yeah.
You know, like
that's what you got to be careful because I will tell you, doctors will tell you you're about to die and you are not. Someone in the hospital is like, I don't know if that's true. No, obviously sometimes they're right, but I have heard multiple stories and I've lived this a little myself with my dad. Like all growing up, they were kind of like, I don't know how he's still kicking. I don't know what's going on. But I have other friends and my partner as well who've had people in their family where they're like, they have 3 months to live. So I would say your goodbyes. And then 15 years later, they're just still. doing it.
Yeah.
Still living. So be weary. Don't, all I'm saying is don't move across the country when a doctor is like, you know, this person has a couple months to live and mm-hmm. you're like, oh, I hate that person, but I should care for them in their last 3 months. You're going to live with them for 10 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll be so pissed though if the way I go out is sudden.
I know you've said you want it to be extravagant.
But the thing is if I get hit by a car leaving this studio and I don't get one more drink, like if I would want them to resuscitate me long enough that when they get me to the hospital, they can pour me like a glass of literally anything.
What would be your drink of choice?
Oh, God. The first drink after being sober so long and just being struck by a car. God, that could be anything.
It could be anything. It could be a Mike's Hard Lemonade I'd be happy.
I'd want something that would warm me up. So probably like an old fashioned.
So you like the taste of alcohol?
There's like different feelings that alcohol give me. Like,
do you think it'd be the same now being...
Yeah, I mean, like, I wouldn't have the same tolerance, but I would be on my deathbed, so.
No, I mean, like, do you think it would affect you? It would give you the same feeling now?
Oh, yeah, yeah, wow, yeah. Okay. I've tried to get sober in the past, and I've gone, like, months.
Oh,
and then the first drink, I was like, still is as great as it ever was.
Man, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
So interesting how all of our brains are so different.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, I just can't, because is it, like, the first sip, you're like... There
oh, no,
it
it's not like I'm like, you know, like focused. I'm like, oh, God, like now I'm back in it. It's just like, I don't know. I just can't stop.
Right. Yeah. You're just explaining addiction to me and I keep being like, but so wait, so then you want to keep drinking?
Yeah.
I don't understand. That's crazy.
Well, I was going to say, I did read that book on OCD. And you know, I mean, it's the thought where like you think about it like nonstop and you can understand what that's like. And so like if I was like, you just have these thoughts all the time, you don't stop.
So interesting.
And you're like, no, you know, so it's like, but I don't mean to be like,
no, it's I like understand a, that. That does help me understand. And I think this thing of like, people will be like, if you like it, like, I think they say it to addicts a lot, like, don't you think their kids would have been worth it? Like they fucked everything up and their kids, and it's so sad. But I think that, you know, sometimes that can put it into perspective where I'm like, yeah, I think if someone was like, your kids will die if you don't stop having OCD, I would be like,
No, yeah,
like,
it's
I don't
hard.
Know what to do. Because I just have, I don't know what to do. It feels like if someone was like, you need to like, you know, not have, you need to cut off your hand.
Or something.
Yeah. Actually, maybe that would be easier because I could just like make that decision and do it. But
yeah, I mean, like you could probably at best, like if someone was like, if you don't stop having obsessive thoughts, your kids will die. You reasonably could be like, can you give me like a year or two to implement that so I can really find some medication?
That's so funny because that's really like boss level OCD, because everything in OCD is like, if you don't do this, your parents will die. So the threat is like, if you don't get rid of your OCD, XYZ will happen.
Wait, actually, would your behavior change? Because if you're threatened with, because I'm assuming when you do these obsessive compulsive things, you truly believe that your parents might die.
No, I mean, I used to when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And now I've, you know, been to a lot of therapy and I'm a lot better. People always say you can never get away from OCD fully, which I think is true, but I'm in such, I mean, it used to overtake my whole life.
Yeah.
And now, like, the best example I could think of is like, okay, because this happens to me all the time. I'll be like walking on a sidewalk and there's like a pole, like a stop sign or whatever. And I like start to pass by it, and then I'm like, if I don't pass on the right side, something really bad is going to happen to my whole family.
Yeah.
Or like Jordan's going to die, or like I'm going to get cancer, or like something like that. And as an adult now, I will purposefully walk the other way to like try to not give in to my OCD.
Yeah.
In that sense that like if someone was like, for sure your parents will die if this doesn't happen, I would definitely walk the way that my OCD is telling me to, but logically as a person, I know that is like an intrusive, obsessive thought.
Yeah.
So I can go against it, but it gives me severe anxiety. And there have been times that I have like done that in my adult life, walked 20 feet and then ran back and gone the way around, like gone the other way around the thing because I get too anxious that something bad is going to happen. But it's not as common now as it was when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think I actually, if someone was like gun to my head,
Yeah.
You think if you don't do this, your parents are going to be like, no, I know. But it feels very real. Like, I know it's not true, but it feels real.
No, I totally understand that.
Did you like that book?
Oh, I loved it. Oh, my gosh. You guys have to read this book. It's called Because We Are Bad. And it's from the perspective of someone with OCD. And it was so... It's an incredible book, like, to read, 5 stars. But for me personally to read, I have to listen to the audiobook at the same time I read. Her thoughts were so repetitive that it was the only book where I had to take my headphones off because I was like, okay, I'm here. You know, like, oh, God, it's actually, like, too overwhelming.
Yeah.
And so I feel for you, dude.
Man, yeah. Do they ever talk about, I'm just wondering, I don't know if this is true, but I was just thinking about how, like, it felt really real when I was a kid, very intense. Like, the outcomes felt, well, I guess it feels equally as intense now, but there was no logic when I was a kid, so I really knew.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, my parents will die in a fire if I don't, whatever. But it started when I was really little, as I really had this, like, very clear image of, like, these two men who lived in, like, my brain, who were, like, basically in control of my whole life. And I thought they were, like, always watching me. And I was like, they'll see me do XYZ.
Yeah.
And if I don't do it right, then they will kill my family. I was just thinking, I'm like, that sounds very similar to religion. So I was just wondering if they talk about, like, religious OCD. Is that, like, a thing? Because I feel like if you're raised being like, someone's always watching you, and when you do XYZ, like, bad things will happen to your family, and you will rot, you will all burn in hell, and XYZ. Does that cause, like, OCD? I didn't have that, but I was just wondering.
Oh, I don't think it could cause it, but I think it could make it, like, exponentially worse. Especially, and so, no, what you're talking about, like, you have two people. She had an imaginary friend that would watch her and,
really?
Like, judge all of the things.
Wow.
You should read the book.
I really should. I feel like I'll just be like, wow. Because you think everything is so, I know it's, like, trends online. Sometimes people will be like, none of us have an individual experience or a unique experience.
Yeah.
But you really realize things that feel so deep in you that are not, like, you never tell anyone and you didn't, or you don't, not because it's a secret, but you just don't think to tell anyone, and it's so deep inside you and feels so individualistic, is just, like, a symptom of a mental health disorder that other people have the exact same thing.
No, seriously. I'm actually, I was raised super Christian. I don't have OCD, but, like, I do imagine, I feel so, so bad. Like, now that I have some concept of it, like, the idea of, like, religious, like, influence, like, OCD, because my parents are, like, being told you're going to burn in hell when your thoughts are already, like, and being a kid taking your parents at face value. I'm so sorry, guys.
Because I was able to really, like, I am so much better off than I was when I was younger. But it's through, like, forcing myself to not do, it was like I would have to purposely not do stuff that my brain was telling me I had to do, or XYZ would happen. Mm-hmm. And it would be really hard in the beginning, but I can't imagine if you were religious and you couldn't do that because you had to keep doing the things that, like, I guess it's a little different, but I just imagine having OCD and that would be very hard in a religious, but it's very draining. And it also has a lot of, it's so funny because it really has nothing to do with cleaning. I don't know why. I just think it's very interesting because people always, like, I don't get mad when people are like, I'm so OCD. I know people hate when people say that, but I don't get offended very easily. I'm like, whatever. I know what you mean. But at the same time, I'm like, that is so interesting because that has so little to do with OCD.
Yeah.
And even, like, I have, like, I get very stressed with, like, contact contamination and, like, I still have, like, really never drank after my mom. I've, like, don't often drink after my partner. Like, I am very – so anyone else is, like, completely off limits because those are the two people you probably would drink after. And I just wouldn't – I had, like, my own silverware growing up. But in terms of, like, clean, I like to clean, but that's just a specific part of me. But I don't get, like, OCD XYZ when things aren't clean.
Well, I think it makes sense, not so much cleaning specifically, but for care tasks. Because it sounds like routine, especially things that you repeat.
Yeah.
And if you're, like, cleaning or washing your hands or anything that you're supposed to do kind of daily.
Yes.
I mean, it would be kind of interesting. Maybe if you're, because you don't mow the lawn daily. Yeah. I imagine.
You don't know what I do.
Yeah, God.
Don't talk like you know.
I mean,
to see
someone. Oh, sorry. That was my jacket.
You just farted.
No.
Loud.
That'd be so bold.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
It was my zipper on the table, guys. But, like, I mean, I would love to hear if anyone deals with OCD and when it comes to tasks you don't do every day.
Oh, sure.
Like, probably, like, painting a room or, like, mowing the lawn. Do you see your compulsions manifest in those tests?
I'm sure. I mean, yeah, every, like I said, I'm much, I don't, it doesn't like affect me. If I get really stressed out, my OCD will definitely come, but I've done enough work that I feel like I can go through most day-to-day tasks and not think about it. But I definitely feel, what was I going to say? Oh, I think people just sometimes forget that it like doesn't make sense. So like sometimes people will be like, oh, you're fine like picking up your dog's shit, for example. Uh-huh. But you like won't drink after your partner. And so I'm like, well, but your partner and you guys like make out. And I'm like, yeah, so it like doesn't make sense. Like none of it makes sense. Like to be clear, I know. I'm not like, I'm gonna, it's not a thing where I'm like, well, I'm nervous to get sick if I drink after people. It's like a true fear. And one time I tried to push myself and I like ate after someone and I had to go to the bathroom and like vomit.
Yeah.
Not because I was grossed out by this person, to be clear. It is like a visceral inside of my body. Like I don't, I cannot eat after you. I feel so deeply afraid. Like I'm like, I would like shake afraid, but it like doesn't make sense. There's nothing to be afraid of. You know what I mean? So I think sometimes people forget with mental illness that there's like no logical way to like explain it, you know?
Well, I think really anyone listening could understand in some capacity if you've ever been in an incredibly high state of anxiety, whether like someone just broke up with you or like something big happened, you've probably done your most quote like erratic things ever done. And so I imagine with OCD is like a heightened state of anxiety.
Yeah.
So it's not going to make sense to most people, but it makes sense for the state you're in.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. It's Kendall, and I'm so excited today to share with you that today's episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. I love ZocDoc. We know it to be true. There are so many things in life that you have to compromise, especially because of budget, the clothes you buy, the food you buy, and healthcare should not be one of those things. No matter your budget, you should always be getting good care when it comes to your health. Check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to, and prioritize your health. I use ZocDoc. I have a bunch of health issues, and it is so nice when a new one arises. For example, my feet randomly hurting so bad that I cannot walk anywhere. I don't know an orthopedic doctor, so it's great to go on ZocDoc and make sure that I'm finding one that has a bunch of really good reviews from people who have used them before. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Go to ZocDoc.com/BCC and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BCC. ZocDoc.com/BCC.
Hello.
We're Katie Kershaw,
Tien Tran,
and DR Fightmaster.
And we're thrilled to bring you Jocular, a podcast that explores all things queer, trans, and women forward in the world of sports.
Don't care about sports? That's okay. We got plenty of gossip and stories that everyone can enjoy.
We're going to tell you who is who on the field and who's just a fucking smoke show.
Check out Jocular, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
J-O-C-K-U-L-A-R.
How was your week?
It was good, but I've been obsessed with books, and there's one book I had to put down.
Is it the one about narcissists?
Yeah, it's The Culture of Narcissism, and it's, I thought it was going to be good, and then you guys, oh my God, I was reading it. It was so confusing, and I was like, the thing is maybe I don't have a technical knowledge, and then every review I read was like, Jesus Christ, what he was purposely confused. There's actually too much. I literally ruminated on the book yesterday because I could not figure out why. I figured out why. I'm going to post about it later on because you don't need to hear it. It's like a whole 10-minute rant. But I ended up like, I was having the same thought over and over again for like hours. I was like, I don't like him. I don't know why. I don't like him. And I finally put it into words when some artists helped me understand a concept.
Oh my God. And you talked about it on your Instagram?
Yeah. It's like, okay. This man has no emotions when he examines the culture of narcissism. And he's also a historian. So a lot of his points, it's very, like his entire perspective seems two-dimensional, right? Mm-hmm. And so like the world is 3D. But so when you put a two-dimensional thing is like an image or like a painting, right? And so artists were like, there's a thing called linear perspective. When you try to like, when you paint a road, right?
Yeah.
To communicate the distance, you like, it's the road is wider at the bottom and it comes to a point, right? And you get the gist of like, you know, it's not literally coming to a point.
Yeah.
But when you have an opinion that lacks nuance, you perceive things in 2D. And he was so pessimistic because he always saw this road, quote unquote, coming to an end. But then I wanted to be like, I wanted to shake him. He died in 94. He died the year I was born. Good.
Like, what if you're him?
Yeah, I am him. But no, he was like so pessimistic. And I was like, dude, if you add nuance and emotion and stop just thinking, you know, and that it would blow up and you would realize that the road in a 3D image would still continue. Life would still go on.
Right.
It's just in a 2D image, it looks like it's coming to a head. You guys, I'm sorry.
Man.
How was your, I actually like, now I'm going to start ruminating. How was your week?
My week
yes.
was good.
Good.
My week was good. Everything has been so much better since I got back on my Vyvanse.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's been so, I'm like, I was telling my therapist yesterday, I'm like, I really forget how clear. Like, the day after I got my Vyvanse, I literally started crying because I was on my Vyvanse.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I just feel so at peace and calm and, like, good and grounded, and I forget how bad. Like, because I was off my medication for months, so it was really tough. So I feel great, and, I mean, we only talked a couple days ago. I'm trying to think what I even did this weekend. I had a big audition this weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
So I did that and worked pretty hard on that, and I'm excited.
Good.
We'll see how that goes, but. Probably
Wait,
nothing.
Did
but.
You submit like a tape?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I've only done one and they're always so fun. Did Jordan read the lines to you?
Yes, and I was nice because I've done a lot of those before, but you're submitting, sometimes it feels like it goes out into nowhere and you're just like, I don't know. But I was like asked to audition, which I've never really been asked to audition before, and I was like so excited. So yeah, Jordan did. But it was for a lead role. And it was, but the sides were like 9 pages long. So I really wanted to do a good job. So I memorized everything and it took a while, but it was good. I think it went really well.
Oh my God. Well, I hope you get it.
Thanks. I mean, we'll see. I'm not too, I probably won't, but I'm excited. I'm excited to even do it, but I'll keep you updated. If I get it, and if not, I'll tell you what show it was.
Okay. But I also feel like if you find out if you did or didn't get it, I'm gonna ask you how your week was and you're gonna be like, I had this hangnail. And then you're gonna be like, and then I got this lead role. And I'll be like, okay, well, you know what? Let's just okay.
You were talking about narcissists. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but this week we're talking about Jeffree Star. People have said he might be a narcissist.
Yeah. So since I'm not a doctor, right, guys? Like, if that would be weird if I was here and, like, you know.
What if, like, a medical student just, like, logs out and is like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Thought you were both doctors this whole time.
Running through the diagnostic criteria of what I know to be a narcissist, he has a lot of other-oriented perfectionism, seems very patronizing. Like, he does think he's better than people, genuinely, truly. But the thing is like, yeah, I think he's in the ballpark.
It's hard to know what's for show sometimes too, though. You know,
very
what I mean?
Grandiose.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're talking about Jeffree Star today. If you don't know who Jeffree Star is, born Jeffrey Lynn Steininger Jr., is an American internet personality, makeup artist, and former singer-songwriter. He is the founder and owner of Jeffree Star Cosmetics. He currently has 30.5 million followers across TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, and X.
Which is Twitter.
Which is Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't know. Crazy. I'm like, do people call it that? I've like never heard anyone call
it X.
No. In 2021, Insider conducted a poll to gauge general familiarity and feelings about 60 of the most popular influencers. Jeffree Star was the most recognized beauty influencer, with 22.5% of survey takers knowing who he was. So very big in the beauty and cosmetic world, which I know absolutely nothing about, but I feel like you do.
Oh, I know a lot. I was there for that whole saga. You guys know exactly which saga we're about. I think we're about to talk about it, but yeah.
I think if you don't know who Jeffree Star is and you're starting this podcast, you should pause for 2 seconds and just look up a photo of Jeffree Star to get an image of what kind of the person we're talking about.
The thing is if you don't know who Jeffree Star is, I feel like he's very much of the internet. Like he was like one of the first, not influencer, but he was on MySpace and he was pretty big. So he's been around forever. So you probably, would recognize him. Yeah.
I'm mostly talking to my mom, who definitely does not recognize him. Maybe she does. Sometimes my mom surprises me. Sometimes she'll be like, I know who that is. I'm like, oh, that's crazy. but Jeffree Star is very much like in the I feel like it's weird. He's one of those internet celebrities that like is so famous, like
yeah.
so deeply famous, but no one above a certain age absolutely does not know who he is.
Uh-huh.
Like not a single person. You know what I mean? It just yeah. feels so internet specific.
Yeah.
Where like if you're not, like it is crazy that there's like internet celebrities who have these billion-dollar companies that literally no one, maybe billion is too, no, billion-dollar company.
I
right?
think that's generous.
Millions and millions.
Yeah.
Big million-dollar companies that like not, only like internet, people who are really on the internet know about.
Yeah.
Interesting. Anyways, Jeffree Star is also known for the immense wealth that he's gained from YouTube and his makeup brand. His former Los Angeles home was worth $14.6 million. And he bought it in December of 2019. He's rich.
Yeah.
What are your... Well, we can keep going.
What is your net worth?
What is your net worth? Just kidding. And then he has a ton of money. Star has also posted several YouTube apology videos over the years. July 2020, doing what's right. He addresses allegations that he and Shane Dawson manipulated YouTube beauty star Tati Westbrook in a creating her bi sister video.
Wait, this is going to be like a long... thing. He also bought a house in Wyoming for $1.1 million, but that's basically $1 billion in Wyoming bucks.
100%.
Yeah, but no, yeah, so I'm
can you explain that stuff to me?
What?
The Tati drama.
Yeah,
I didn't understand it.
Well, we're going to get to it.
Okay.
But we're going to get to it, but we should run through. This is like a brief overview of like his highlight reels. People know him from like the beauty guru space on YouTube, or if you're like a MySpacer, MySpace person, you know him from there for like music. I don't know exactly when if he's still producing music, but we're going to talk about the MySpace popularity and music career of Jeffree Star. Did you have a MySpace?
No.
Really?
I did not have a MySpace.
How old were you?
In what year? In general?
Yes.
MySpace. No, my sister was obsessed with MySpace.
Yeah.
My sister, like her MySpace page, my mom, you know when they started putting like you could put pictures on cakes?
Yeah.
My sister's birthday cake 1 year was her MySpace profile and everyone thought it was so cool. And so she was not huge on MySpace, like yeah. she was famous. She just loved it a lot. And I never had one. So I mean... when MySpace was kind of leaving, I was probably 12.
Yeah.
Or so. I don't know. I immediately got into Facebook.
Oh, yeah. I was on MySpace for like less than a year. I created my account in like the computer class at like my high school. It was like ninth grade. And I only did it because the guy next to me was like scary as shit. And he was like, make a MySpace. And I was like, okay. Wow. And now we became friends and then I had friends on there. But then I immediately went to Facebook.
What was your song that you had up?
Oh, I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No.
Okay. No, I never got into MySpace, but I know there were people who were famous. Similar with Tumblr. It's so funny. I never really got into Tumblr either.
Yeah.
But I know there's people that were like really famous on Tumblr. I find that so interesting.
Like Barbie Ferreira.
Yeah.
Yeah. Star was first found online fame in the early 2000s on MySpace and Stick'em, a live streaming platform. During his rise to fame, when Star was in his early 20s, he became known as a provocateur who took on an edgy, offensive persona to get attention. Star also began releasing music on MySpace. He gained fame as one of the most popular independent artists with the daily rankings placing him in the top tier on MySpace.
Wow.
And then, that's incredible. During the summer of 2007, Star was advertised as a part of the True Colors Tour 2007, which traveled through 15 cities in the U.S. and Canada. And the tour was sponsored by LGBT Logo Channel and coincided with Pride Month. You know, he was also part of the 2009 Warped Tour. Do you guys remember Warped Tour? Oh, my God.
Wow.
There was, for 2 years in high school, I really wanted to be the emo kid before I became preppy.
I thought you were going to say... I really wanted to be in Warped Tour.
Yeah, no, it was.
And I released a lot of music.
Oh my gosh, there was these two girls at my high school who were just like so perfectly emo, and they always talked about Warped Tour, and they had a million like what are those like bracelets that are like little
yes,
animals? They just had just entire like
silly bands.
Yeah, I was like, those girls are so cool, and they were always like, you want a Warped Tour? And I'm like, no. I don't know. And then they're like, you don't know? And yeah.
I don't know. You're acting. We'll see. We're trying to see if the tickets I want are really close. They're sold out. So we'll see if I can get it. But we'll see. No, I never went to Warped Tour either. Mm. What was your first concert?
My first concert was, okay, the thing is I'm easily overstimulated. So I briefly went to one Pigeons Playing Ping Pong concert, briefly, and then I had to walk out. And then the next concert, this is bad, it was Coachella. And I,
good God, Sarah.
I know, I was not prepared. I thought that I was gonna be fine. This is before I like bought like earplugs or anything like that. I saw literally 30 seconds of City Girls, and I, like, my vision started to tunnel, and I realized I couldn't speak.
Man, I've heard like, that, yeah, and then you went to the...
Yeah, I went to the ADA tent, and they let me lay down in the back. And I literally just stayed there on my phone for, like, hours.
How big is the ADA tent at Coachella? I can only imagine it is massive.
Oh, it's deceptively, like, okay... The front looks small. There's like beanbags. But then if you really need to go somewhere, there's like it opens up to to something bigger.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then they have, it's like a cute little space. Nice. And there was AC and like a toilet that was clean.
But that's why I just feel like that alone would make people be like, I feel like everyone at Coachella is probably a little bit sick because you're like so overheated and dehydrated and on drugs.
Well, no, the ADA tent is for disabilities. The medical tent is something else. And since I had to type out because I was nonverbal, they were like, yes, please go in the back. I wasn't ill.
I see.
What was your first concert?
My first concert was 2006, the American Idol concert tour.
That's so you.
That's so me. And... but then very soon after that, which I would consider my first, you know, real concert, because American Idol, the cast of American Idol is not really a singer. That's just...
They're all, like, really good, though.
They were very good. Yeah. I don't even remember. I think David Archuleta was there.
Oh,
I think it was
God.
That year. But my first concert after that was my sister took me to a concert that was Cobra Starship, Boys Like Girls, Rocket to the Moon, and someone else.
Are you sure you didn't go to Warped Tour then?
Maybe it was. I don't know. I don't know. I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
But then I bought a T-shirt because I loved Cobra Starship. Because my sister wanted my sister to think I was cool. So I like got a Cobra Starship shirt and nobody like looked at it. It was just like cool and it had a lot of words on it.
Yeah.
And I wore it to school the next day and I remember my teacher being like, "You need to go change." And my shirt like in tiny font letters, it would be like, "Bitch, fuck you, pussy." It was like crazy. And I like didn't know. Nobody noticed because it was just like a ton of words. But that was my first. Like, and I loved it. I was like obsessed.
Oh, my
concert.
God. During the height, but in 2022 or something, I had to fly home for Thanksgiving and I was wearing a mask on the plane. And when I left North Carolina, because my parents are, yeah, I left North Carolina and the people were like, "You have to change your mask." And the only thing I could remember about my mask is that it had something to do with queer on it. And I was like, "Are you guys like homophobic? Like what? Sorry, I can't like queer. It's not a slur anymore."
It says like pussyaholic
no,
on it.
No, they were like, "It says queer as fuck." And I was and like it's just big old letters on your face, and I was like, you know what? Fair.
That's so funny.
I literally remember queer's not a slur anymore.
That is really funny.
Yeah.
Man. Okay.
He also released his first studio album, Beauty Killer, in 2009, which peaked at number 7 on the U.S. Billboard Top Electronic Album. So that's some. Is that EDM? And then in 20,
if it's not American Idol, don't ask me.
The American Idol charts. But yeah, so that's his rundown. In 2010 he was signed to Convict Music, which is founded by Akon, who you know, Akon was the one who was like, Lady Gaga is really good.
Yeah,
he gave Lady Gaga a chance, and now we have Miss Ga.
Miss Ga.
Yeah. So what about YouTube and Jeffree Star Cosmetics?
Here's about it. In 2014, mm-hmm. Jeffree Star founded his e-commerce makeup brand, Jeffree Star Cosmetics, and his first cosmetics release was a collection of velour liquid lipsticks, which were followed by highlighter palettes, lip scrubs, eyeshadow palettes, clothing, accessories such as mirrors and makeup bags. Starr began promoting the brand through videos published on YouTube, leading to success of his YouTube channel at with 15.9 million subscribers and over 2.6 billion views as of August 2023.
Oh my God.
That's insane. His first makeup-related YouTube video was released in November 2014, and his YouTube videos prior to this were related to his music career. His peak popularity seems to have been in the mid to late 2010s.
Yeah.
That feels crazy. He must have been really big back then, because I feel like he's so big right now.
Well, 2014 to like 2019. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
The late 2010s. I thought it was late 2010. I was like, wow, that's really a long time ago.
You know who you look like right now?
Who? Oh, no.
No, the live action 101 Dalmatians, the white.
I don't know. I did see that, but I saw it at a drive-in movie theater, which what? I cannot pay attention at a drive-in
Did you
movie
have
theater.
Your glasses on?
Nope. I had a funnel cake, and that was my main focus, I'll tell you that. I don't like drive-in movies.
Well, then don't go to them. Why did
I
you
don't
go?
Anymore.
Why'd you go?
Well, Jordan loves them, and we had kind of a kick with them. We would go, they really liked going, but I could not focus when I'm in my car. I need to stay focused during a film. I need to be literally chained to an AMC movie theater chair where my phone is literally not allowed to be anywhere near me.
Yeah.
Well, it can be near me, but it has to be turned off.
Yes. No, I hate drive-in movies because they always have that radio that you got to bring in the window.
Horrible.
And then you go in the summer and it's just the window's cracked and now all the bugs are like, oh, there we go. And then they all come in.
It also just feels like one of those things where we're like trying to pretend we don't live in current day.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, what are we doing? This is not the same vibe. We're in a Hyundai Sonata. Like, this is not Greece. We are not doing, I think it just, we try to do something that makes us feel old timey, but it ends up making us feel more modern day.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, show me the photo of this woman.
Oh, wait. I was going to say, if I wanted to get fondled during a movie, I'd do it the old fashioned way at an AMC theater.
At an AMC movie theater.
Wait, let me, it's giving me the old picture of her. God. No, the new picture of her, which is her older. God, what's...
Yeah, you went, this woman's too young. She looks nothing like you.
Jolie Richardson.
Ah, thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
I look like Hayden Panettiere if she gained 50 pounds.
No.
I do.
I was nervous when you told me, you know who you look like? Because this morning I posted something of me talking, and two of the comments were like, you look like the prince from Shrek.
Me?
No, about me.
Oh, my God.
That's why I was nervous when you said that. I was like, it's the prince from Shrek.
No, you don't. But I got bullied in high school because I did look like Hayden Panettiere when I was blonde. And you know when Step Up.
Wait, who is that? Can you show me a photo? I'm sure I recognize her, but I can't remember who that is.
Hayden Panettiere. When I was blonde and a bit thinner, I looked like her.
You do look like her, yeah. You both have big eyes in a good way.
Thank you.
I don't know what the bad way. You have massive eyes.
Isn't that bad?
They're horrifying. They're so scary.
Wait, I have big eyes.
Wait, take off your... I would say yeah.
Really?
You know, it's good. Like, that's good.
Maybe I don't think that because my face is so big. Everything looks smaller.
I feel like your face is very normal size.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
You said, oh, no. I'm in the one percentile.
When Naomi and I take photos together, they're already so small, but their head is smaller than mine. And so it looks like, you know, like a warped perspective sort of thing. Where I'm like, Naomi, go into the front. Like, stand a foot in front of me.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
He's best known for full face of brands that hate me, where he applies makeup from brands he has drama with or who took him off their PR list. You know, I actually watched that video. Did you ever watch? You never watched Jeffree Star.
No, I never watched Jeffree Star.
I used to watch Jeffree Star, and then he just became so. This was my issue with like beauty YouTubers. It became whenever you'd review a brand, you would like scrub the pan, and you're like, oh, look at that, it's all chalky, or like you bend it, you know, like a fake ID, and it snaps in half, and you're like, wow, cheaply made, and you're like, well, you're not supposed to really do it like that, but they would be so critical, and I'm like, I know that makeup is expensive, but like, damn, you don't gotta scoop everything out of the pan and be like, fuck this, you know, but
right.
So it just became too, I don't know. Negative.
Yeah, I feel like Jeffree because this morning I was watching some clips of him because I truly, the only little bit I knew about him was when he was on Shane Dawson's YouTube channel. That was like when I was really introduced to him, which is like so late in the game. But I was looking up some clips this morning, and I do feel like he's just one of those people that's like, in every interview, he's like, yeah, this person's a bitch. I'll tell you who it is. Like, I'll say it. I don't care. Like, he's name dropping every episode. And sometimes I think people are like, that's so cool. Like, he doesn't care who he name drops. Like, he's real. And I'm like, that's weird to me. Unless you're like, this person was homophobic, this person was racist, and you're comfortable name dropping, I'm like, okay, pop off. But when you're just like, this person was a bitch to me, I'm like, okay. Like, you wanna, like, why are you starting? You're just like obsessed with drama. Like, why do you need to like say publicly every person who's annoyed you or pissed you off or was rude to you or whatever? I feel like that's bizarre.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like, if someone's genuinely screwed you over, go for it. But like, if someone looked at me weird, I mean, I'm scared that, like, if I take off my sunglasses right now, I would be looking at you weird. And then if you were Jeffree Star, you'd be like, guess who's a bitch?
Well, but even people who, like, I'm trying to think of anyone I've met, like, in the influencer world. I start deeply name-dropping. I'm like, this person is a bitch. But even people who I thought were rude, I don't know. I just think it's rude to talk about it on the internet. I'm like, I don't know these people. Like, who knows what someone, not to sound like a fucking, like, children's TV show, but I'm like, you never know what someone's going through. But also, like, I don't know. A lot of these events that people are meeting each other at are stressful for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. They're like, overwhelming.
Yeah, very overwhelming. You're in complete hair and makeup on a red carpet. You usually know one person there and no one else. You don't know anyone else. Yeah. Like, your whole team is there trying to, like, shuffle you. It's very stressful. So, like, if I – because you hear stories that were – that's, like, why – you know when JoJo Siwa came out and was like, Candace Cameron's a bitch?
Yeah.
And I thought that was the most irritating thing. Because Candace Cameron is a bitch. Like, 100%. She's, like, homophobic ass. She's a homophobic asshole. And JoJo is like, yeah, she's a bitch. And then people are like, why? And she was like, well, one time in an event, like, she didn't want to take a picture with me. And I'm like, that's not why she's a bitch.
Yeah.
And also, like, there could be so many reasons why someone doesn't want to take a picture with you. Or I remember, like, Gabby Hanna years ago posted a video that was, like, Melissa McCarthy is a bitch because we were at a red carpet and she was like, can you not film me? And like snapped at her and it was like on camera and she like included it in her vlog. And I'm like, yeah, these are all like, it's totally fine to set boundaries at an event like this, but also it's very uncomfortable for a lot of people. So anyways, just to say, I feel like I try to give people the benefit of the doubt when in a situation like that.
Yeah. No, I understand. It's hard to be nice or like normal looking to everyone. And you also, like, don't know who likes you. But, I mean, you do. It's just, I mean, you'd have to walk around with, like, this really creepy smile. And then, like, talk to anyone. And you don't know if everyone wants to talk to you. And it's just hard. But,
yeah, so I just think it's weird to, like, be the person who's like, I always shit talk everyone. And I'll say their names. I'm like, okay. Like, that's insane to me. But pop off, I guess.
Jeffree does own like several makeup businesses: Jeffree Star Cosmetics, Jeffree Star Skin, Star Lounge, Jeffree Star Pets, Star Yak Ranch, which is his raw yak meat.
Oh,
yak meat slices like jerky, and then he has killer merch. And isn't that crazy? Star Yak Ranch, and now he sells yak meat.
Is it successful?
I mean,
it must be.
I've never seen anyone do a review of yak meat.
Okay. What if our next episode is sponsored by... This episode is sponsored by Star Yak Ranch. Star Yak Meat is a cool name. It doesn't sound like what it... It sounds like one word that's like, oh, that's a cool name for a brand. But then when it's really just Jeffree Star's yak meat. So upsetting.
That sounds like disgusting. So Jeffree Star's yak meat. It sounds like you're choking on his dick.
It's fucking horrifying. So, and also, where did that want come from? Like, he's in a pitch meeting and he's like, I got an idea. Everyone's gonna be like, no.
I love the idea of he moved to Wyoming, saw a bunch of yaks, and he's like, I have got to kill those things.
I have to fucking kill those things. They're so fucking irritating. How do you even get that many yaks?
Yeah.
Like, the thought of, like, mass producing yak meat.
Yeah, a yak breeder.
Like, how many yaks are there?
Also, was that passion, did it, I mean, like, would it have happened if he moved to South Carolina and he started breeding, like, alligators?
I don't know. I mean, maybe. Yeah. He's a passionate breeder. And killer? I don't know. Truly crazy.
So what are some scandals, Kendall?
Okay, finally. I'm just kidding. I've been wanting to get to the scandals. I love to talk about them. So after purchasing a Wyoming ranch in December 2020, Star announced in May 2022 that he would begin selling yak meat. Also, I keep saying Star, and I realize that's his last name, but I keep thinking they've just been like, the Star himself. Star received backlash after this announcement. Star faced criticism from some fans who questioned if the pet yaks featured on his social media would be the ones slaughtered. Good Lord.
Oh, my God.
Because like, he was being like, look how cute they are. And yeah. Everyone was like, what?
These are the ones that that is so messed up if, like, you name them and then you kill them.
Yes.
It's just like...
You do, like, Instagram lives with them. You, yeah. like, put hats on them. You're like, this is Janelle. Yes. Say your goodbyes. It's like, what the hell? He also was criticized for selling meat when his cosmetics line is vegan and cruelty-free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This prompted... Although, I mean, I think that's hard because I'm like, yeah, I don't know why. To me, I'm like, all cosmetics should be vegan.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what is the need for them to not be vegan? And I might just not know.
Yeah.
But yak meat, I'm like, it'd be hard to do that vegan.
Yeah. I would have... I'm trying to think of like... Maybe vegan, like, there's no, I mean, I know this is like ancient times, but like sometimes you could crush beetles and make lipstick.
Ew.
And then the cruelty-free part, they don't test products on animals. So, I mean, it really, I don't know what animal products go into different cosmetics, but it's probably like, yeah.
But that's what I mean. It feels so unnecessary. Whereas if you were like, which I don't think Jeffrey's doing, but if you were like, I sell yak meat and yeah. all my animals are raised really well and I like make this meat, I'd be like, yeah, I guess makes sense why you'd have to kill an animal to get yak meat.
Yes.
Versus like blush. I'm like, feels like you could have just skipped
yeah.
that part of it, you
yes.
know? This prompted him to post several videos on Instagram and YouTube explaining the situation. His YouTube video about the situation is titled The Truth About the Star Yak Ranch.
It included footage of him grooming the yaks.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you could keep reading it.
He
yeah.
denied that the meat products were initially part of his plan. He just got them as pets, but then was like, I gotta kill these freaks.
Yes.
There was never a plan to raise yaks for meat in the beginning. I know some people can't fathom that and want to say I'm a liar, Star said. I did trademark the Star Yak Ranch for all sorts of things, fiber, breeding, butchering, everything. I do sell a vegan cosmetic brand, but that has nothing to do with my yak ranch. This is a whole separate company, Star said. Star clarified that the yaks he raises for meat are not the same animals he raises as pets or for breeding purposes. God, the hierarchy of yaks must be horrible. They're like, those are the three yaks that get to live
yeah.
and get like, they're groomed every day and then everyone else dies.
Oh my God. Only Jeffree Star would recreate a caste system in Wyoming.
Oh my God. He also said he adopted the Wyoming way regarding his yaks, including breeding, keeping some yaks as pets, and planning to kill others for their meat. Unlike those intended for slaughter, Star's pet yaks have names, he said, and they also have access to air-conditioned grooming salons. Star has collaborated with several local restaurants and shops in Casper for dishes featuring his yak meat. These businesses include Fire Rock Steakhouse, Grant Street Grocery, and Tacos Mexico. It's so wild because I'm like, when I'm as rich as he is,
yeah,
I will not do any more work.
Yeah.
Like, if I have a thing that's paying me as much as he's doing, I would be like, it's fine.
You yeah.
don't need to start a new fucking business. And owning, like, food, anything, is so hard. Like,
yeah.
owning a restaurant, like, owning any product that you use, it's so much, like, I've never done it, but I've heard it's so hard. Like,
yeah.
even people who love to cook, if you're like, would you want to open up a restaurant? Everyone's like, God, no, that's horrible.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if you're this rich, why are you doing extra work?
I don't know. The thing is it's what... I'm trying to get into his mind because to have an incredibly successful cosmetics business, right? And then a lot of celebrities are moving to Wyoming. Two, you don't need to make more money. And so this truly is like just something that you're interested in, like a venture. What about, because it didn't start with the purpose of butchering them. There was something in his mind where he doesn't need to butcher them. He doesn't need to do this to survive, but he needed to kill.
He didn't need to, but he needed to.
Yes.
Kill.
That is crazy.
Because it's like, but I wonder, I'm like, because to me, I'm like, well, the second I don't have to work, I yeah. will not. And I love my job, but like, we all know I'd rather be watching Abbott Elementary on the couch.
Some, yeah.
Not, well, not rather than being here. I actually love being here with you, but we're chatting.
I love being here with you.
I adore being here with you. But I mean, just like, if someone was like, you never have to work again, here is $100 million, I would be like, perfect, thank you so much. Like,
yeah.
goodbye. And maybe I'd do fun little projects ever so often, but I'm not going to be like opening up business, grinding super hard, making it, because I'd be like, I'm good. But I have all these things that I'd like to do. Like, I'd love to travel with my partner and I'd love to XYZ.
Yeah.
So I wonder if people like Jeffrey don't have that maybe.
Yeah.
Because I always wonder about like Elon Musk too. I'm like, don't you just want to be like, I have enough money? Bye.
Yeah.
But I guess it's like the only thing that makes them feel good maybe.
Yeah, but I mean, he can't be making that much money from a yak meat business.
That's what I'm wondering, because I'm like, it can't be. I'm wondering.
Like, he's not Purdue. He's literally selling it to three stores.
And how? That's a lot of work. He had to go into those stores and, like, pitch his yak meat.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Jeffree Star walking into your, like, taco company? Yeah. What is it called? The taco? Tacos Mexico? Jeffree Star walks in and is like, try my yak meat.
Yeah.
And you have to eat it and then be like, yeah, I'm just like blown away. Also, is it jerky? I have just
yeah,
so many
it
questions.
Is.
There's also drama with him and Kim Kardashian. The Kim Kardashian / makeup swatching. Do you want to tell us about that?
Mm-hmm. In August of 2017, Kim K posted to her Instagram story to show off the new highlighters and bronzers for the KKW Beauty line of cosmetics. And then she posted a video where she swatched the different colors on her forearm. Later that day, Star tweeted, I'm never a fan of finger swatches, so I'll have to try the KKW Beauty on my face for a final verdict, but doesn't look great so far. Okay. That night on her Instagram story, Kim defended the swatches by stating that she will still learn how to swatch. And Kim's makeup artist, Mario, aka Makeup by Mario, then showed her how to swatch, and Kim got the makeup done, got her makeup done while speaking to her followers. Kim also defended Star in the video, stating, I see that my fans are totally hating on someone like Jeffree Star for being, you know, honest about my struggle swatch. But because of his remarks, I'm learning from, like, the best, like, from Mario, like, how to swatch properly. So, guys, like, and I see you being so petty, bringing up things in the past, you know, was, you know, negative. But he's also apologized. The thing is we laugh, but this is how I speak.
I know. But you know what? I was literally just thinking that because I told Jordan the other day, I was like, my goal is to stop saying, like, forgot about that goal. I just continued to do it. But yeah. I say, like, so much. And we have, like, whenever I see how I speak captioned, I'm like, dear God.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's incomprehensible. And I want people who, like, can't hear to be able to watch my videos, but there's no fucking way you could comprehend the captions.
No, exactly. But, yeah, so basically she was like, don't attack Jeffree Star. Love you, Jeffrey. Kim followed up with, I want to make one last thing clear. I do not defend people that are racist, and I'm very against it. Okay, so you got to cover all your bases with Jeffree Star. But basically, she learned how to swatch. The next morning, Kim apologized to her fans for defending Star. She stated, hey, guys, so I really want to apologize to you guys and my fans for defending a situation yesterday. I really didn't know enough, and I just feel a bit naive. Okay, yeah.
Just to talk about what Kim is talking about, Jeffree Star, you could deep dive on a full rabbit hole of all the bad things he's done. He has had he's done some bad stuff.
Yeah.
At least there's a lot of allegations of bad stuff, but then also he's done some bad stuff just right in the open.
Yeah.
So another issue was a Vegas trip with Trisha Paytas. I mean, how can you go on a Vegas trip with Trisha Paytas and there not be drama?
No, seriously. Yeah, no, exactly.
In February 2020, Star traveled with Trisha Paytas on his first Valentine's Day weekend since announcing his breakup with Nathan Schwant. The pair took a private jet to Las Vegas, where they stayed in a hotel with Star's wig stylist, makeup artist, and some of his other friends. I'm too introverted to be that famous. Like, honest to God, I'm like, I couldn't, when I hear about, like Kim Kardashian has people around her at all times.
Yeah.
Doing her hair. I'm like, I could not. I would be like, let me just do my own hair.
I could deal if my entire team was autistic. Like, just so we are on the same page that we don't need to speak to each other.
Sure.
And also, if you have days where you just want to show up, do your work, and leave, it's literally fine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm always like, I would be so drained having that. Because getting your makeup done is like a social event. I feel like anytime I have which I like because it's like, it's not all the time, but like every once in a while I want to have my makeup done by a makeup artist. It's like so nice, but we like chat the whole time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if I had that every day, oh my Lord, I could not do that.
Seriously.
Months later, Tab David, Star's former friend, posted a now deleted video. In the video, David said he lives in Las Vegas and was invited to spend the weekend with Star and Star's friends. David said he witnessed Star bullying one of his friends while in Las Vegas. David didn't name anyone, but it was later revealed that he was talking about Paytas when he said that he witnessed Star make fun of someone's weight, skin, and past drug abuse on the trip. The allegations about Star's behavior on the trip were speculated to be about Paytas, although in June 2020, both Star and Paytas denied the speculation. The following month, in July 2020, Shane Dawson and Star faced criticism for past behavior. Paytas defended Dawson, but not Starr. She admitted that David's allegations about Starr bullying her were true. She also gave more examples of bullying from the Las Vegas trip. Paytas said that Starr knocked her hand away from a nacho she was reaching towards and told her, don't eat. Paytas, that's not the Vegas vibe.
Yeah.
It's not. Paytas also said that while discussing her mental health and past suicidal thoughts, Starr told her she should jump off the hotel balcony. Okay. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Although I am sometimes, I've told you this before, but I'm like, what did we expect? Sometimes these people will become famous for exactly what they then get canceled for.
Yeah.
I've talked about it with the LeBrant fam. I'm like, everyone is like obsessed with the LeBrant fam. They clearly are so conservative Christians.
Yeah.
And then they get quote unquote canceled, although I think they were. I'm like, who is watching this that's pro-life already?
Yeah.
But they quote unquote get canceled because people find out they're pro-life. I'm like, did you really think they're pro-choice? So I think with him, it's like Jeffree Star's always being so rude.
Yeah.
And that's what he's famous for. And then it's like, oh, yeah, surprise. He's rude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Thoughts?
Oh, no. A few days after claiming that Starr had bullied her, yeah, Paytas made a video addressing his apologies. She said that Starr had reached out privately, said he was getting therapy and working on himself. Paytas said she wasn't ready to accept the apology then and has maintained that she cannot accept the apology because she heard that Starr continued to badmouth her throughout the year behind her back. Yeah. Trisha is quite polarizing, but I think she is very true to herself.
I agree. I think the best you can do, because, you know, there are people who really are unwell. And I think it's like the best you can do is take accountability. And what I will give Trisha Paytas is that she's, I feel like, especially recently, always taken accountability. What I mean? Even for things that like she didn't need, nobody cares. I saw a clip recently where she'd gotten into a fight with Ethan Klein one time because she was like, You know that clip where she's like, if I had a baby, I would never have a nanny.
Yeah.
And she was like, I think anyone who has a nanny is a horrible parent. And he was like, I have a nanny for my kid because we both work. And she was like, I wouldn't do that. I would never. And then recently she like she posted a video somewhere. I didn't watch it, but I saw a clip where she was like, yeah, I'm very embarrassed by a lot of things I said. But I like now that I have a baby, I feel so dumb and embarrassed for ever saying that. Like, I don't have a nanny, but I could totally see why someone like I'm very privileged. So, of course, I don't need a nanny. Like, it was just very. I do feel like she holds herself accountable, but it's also a hard situation because you're like, well, what is she famous for?
Yeah.
And then so I think sometimes it's like, if we want Trisha Paytas to act like the way I would act,
yeah,
she would not have a job.
Like you know a saint? I
mean? Like a perfect saint, like a martyr?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, like an icon. Yeah,
yeah.
She wouldn't be. No, but I'm like she, like no one follows me for the drama. You know,
yeah.
I mean, maybe if you do, keep waiting because I have no. It's unfortunate. My life is very boring. But it's like that's what she's famous for. So she can't be too perfect because then no one will watch. But I do think she holds herself accountable.
She does. Yeah, she's I know that she's admitted to like lying in the past about things. But if she told me something, I would trust her.
I would, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really, I would. I would.
Mm-hmm. Dude with Kat Von D, two of the damned. Starr says that he and beauty mogul Kat Von D first became friends in 2006. Kat Von D is an anti-vaxxer, and she's also, like, crazy. In 2014, Von D connected Starr with an artist, BJ, who she says helped create graphic design for the Jeffree Star brand. BJ drew up his logos, and Jeffree... Did I tell you this story about the time I was hanging out with someone?
A little more.
I went to dinner with someone that I'd never met before, and first time, and we were like talking, chatting, and they were like, do you want to see something really cool? And I was like, what? And she pulls out of her wallet a COVID vaccination card, and I was like, you got vaccinated? And she's like, no, I made this. And I was like,
bye.
I was actually like, who do you think I am? Like,
What did you say?
I was just like awkward, and then we never hung out ever again.
That's so weird.
I was like, why would you think that? Actually, that's one of those moments where you're like, how do people perceive me? You think that I would be like, oh, dude, you made a fake COVID vaccination card.
I think people are actually sometimes stupid.
Yeah.
I think people are just dumb. I don't know. I'm like, being anti-vax is such an embarrassing hill to die on. Like, I just think if there's so many, like, things to be passionate about in politics.
Yeah.
Can you, like, I can't imagine getting that passionate about that. You know what I mean?
Being
I'm not going to the doctor. It's like, okay. Like, there's so many things that are going on, and that's what you're choosing to be like, no way.
Okay, so yeah, BJ drew up the logos. Jeffrey went forward with them, and it's the logos you see on all the caps on all his lipsticks. Von D learned in 2016 that Star never paid BJ for his artwork, which is when she spoke out about it. Von D says that when she found out, she texted Jeffrey and said, hey, Jeffrey, can you explain to me why you haven't paid BJ? And he basically told me to go fuck myself and then block my number. That doesn't sound like
Jesus
him.
Jesus Christ.
A few days after finding out, Von D posted a picture and a note on Instagram announcing her desire to no longer be associated with Star. She also announced that she would discontinue the lipstick she made in honor of him. Did he die? No, kidding. With a heavy heart, I will be pulling the shade Jeffrey from my collection. Star then responded to Von D's Instagram.
With a heavy heart. It's like, nothing's ever mattered less. Like, nothing has mattered less than that happening.
In a video, Von D reminded Jeffrey during the period as a friend, whom she was eager to help. I can tell you how he started this makeup line. I can tell you because I was there, she said in the video. She even claims that she hooked him up with the factory contents. You know, and then she said, I don't want anyone to go after Jeffrey. I don't want anyone to go and attack or start wars. I think if anything, we can just like send positive vibes his way and hopefully we can make some changes in his life.
Jesus.
And then Star tweeted his response and he said, there are two sides to every story. The truth will come out later today. And then he continued to post tweets. And then Von D said, Jeffrey, please do yourself a favor and stop lying. BJ texted me that you reached out with a settlement proposal an hour after I posted the video. The following day, BJ Betts, the artist in question, posted a tweet that said, the matter between myself and Jeffree Star have been amicably solved, and I will have no further comments on the matter. So basically, he just paid. He paid the artist.
Yeah.
You had to do all of this. Just pay the artist.
Oh, boy. Okay, now we're to the drama I was asking about earlier. What the hell happened with Tati Westbrook / Bi Sister?
Oh, my God. This is a mess. Guys, buckle up. I'm going to take you back in time. May 2019, Tati Westbrook posts Bi Sister, a video how she detailed how James Charles, her former friend and mentee, betrayed her. Mind you, this woman is like 33. James Charles is like 18 at the time. She also talked about Charles' ego and alleged that he'd been sexually coercive. In June of 2020, the Bi Sister drama resurfaced when Shane Dawson posted a now-deleted video titled Welcome to the Circus, in which he claimed he was aware of the feud but didn't orchestrate it. Later that month, Westbrook posted a 40-minute tell-all video on YouTube about the Bi Sister video. She tells fans she was used, coerced, and manipulated into making the 2019 video, namely by Jeffree Star and Shane Dawson. I can see that. Anyone at any age can be manipulated. Mm-hmm. And Jeffree Star seems pretty persuasive. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that circling back, she is also, I don't want to infantilize a grown woman. She made the original Bi Sister video about James Charles, who was a teenager at the time, and she was in her 30s.
Right.
And she didn't like some of the things he said. And if James Charles is a crappy person, that's also one thing. But like, the thing is I'm almost 30. Mm-hmm. And I know that influencer culture, like, you do end up interacting with teenagers sometimes. But I would never.
I try not to, honestly.
Yeah, I can't see a world in which even if I wanted some, like, I wanted to brown nose, would I hang out with a teenager?
Yeah.
I mean, it would just appear creepy.
I agree. I mean, I've refused multiple things where, like, I've been like, I don't work with teenagers. Like, I'm not going to work with a 15-year-old. But yeah, it's weird. It's so weird. It's so weird because, like, when you're 18, you feel like this is the oldest I can get. But then I think it's so weird because I'm 24. Even at 24, thinking about hanging out with an 18-year-old, I'm like, oh God, why would I want to do that? It feels insane. Like, it feels truly insane. And so I don't know how these people get into drama. Like, I'm also like, where's your compassion? I'm not talking about James Charles because I know nothing about it and I'm sure he's not great. But just like sometimes with the canceling of people who are like 18 by other, and where they're like calling them out.
Yeah.
Once they, you know, I'm not going
to. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Not things that are like insane. But I am like, do you remember you at 18? Like, me at 18 was a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Like, I was so crazy and I have regrets and I did things that, not anything too crazy, but just like I was an idiot. Like, I didn't know anything about anything. And I was like trying to go through the world and I was like drunk most of the time and like literally just struggling and didn't know what was socially acceptable. I was just like a nightmare.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'm like, yeah. Like, I also think a lot of these people are stunted because they get fame at like 14.
Yeah.
And literally get no personal growth. And then they just stay 14.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like when I look at like Logan Paul, I'm like, you are still a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him recently, but like him a couple years ago when like Shane Dawson did that thing about him. I was like, yeah, this is like, look, he has like a fucking trampoline in his back. He's like, if a 14-year-old was given a bunch of money.
Yeah. The thing is, I mean, making a 40-minute dedicated video to an 18-year-old seems a bit excessive. But, I mean, I don't want to, you know, Westbrook alleges that Jeffrey resented that so much of his business centered around his biggest rival, while Shane did not like that James wanted to make a documentary. Neither were happy about standing in his shadow on YouTube anymore. My opinion is that Jeffrey and Shane needed James marginalized and out of the way for the November launch of the Conspiracy Palette and Shane's merch, Westbrook says. Westbrook claims that stars started talking nonstop about James Charles in 2019. It seemed like doing so much had become his biggest obsession. It started with him telling me right before filming our collab together with James for James Charles' channel that James Charles actually didn't want me there, that he wanted Nikki Tutorials instead, but Jeffrey said he'd had my back. Okay, yeah, let's circle back to the original thing of narcissism. This is triangulation, right? Oh my God, this is triangulation. You're pitting someone against each other. You did it just with Tati, literally, and now you're doing it with Nikki Tutorials. Okay, yeah, yes. And then Westbrook continued, things further escalated at my birthday. Every time James Charles' back was turned, Jeffrey would tell me that James Charles was out of control. He even texted and calling me the following morning to apologize for James Charles. Yep, that's triangulation.
What's that?
Triangulation is the thing is, so like when a narcissist doesn't like someone, they feel like they can't control that person. Mm-hmm. They try to control how everyone perceives that person.
Right, sure, sure.
So they'll go to someone else and be like, hey, have you noticed how this person is kind of acting weird? And so that's what Jeffrey did with like Tati is like, hey, Tati, you ever notice how like James is like out of control? Meanwhile, won't tell James he seems out of control.
Right.
Or, and so then like Tati is being fed this. And now she's like, she's assuming that everyone else thinks James is out of control. So she's like, you know what? I'm going to say something.
Why did she need, well, we just talked about this again, but why did she feel like she needed to be the one to say something? She just thought anyone should say something?
Yeah. Well, I think Westbrook continued, things further escalated at my birthday. Every time James, oh yeah, okay. As the weeks went by, every time I saw or spoke with Jeffrey, it seemed to me that James was all he wanted to talk about. He said that James Charles was a monster with many victims. So yeah, it's just like a narcissist to like target you. They need something that could like reasonably make people not like you. And I mean, James Charles, right? But also the ironic thing is that Jeffree Star is not innocent.
Right.
And so like it was just.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He stuff came out that was very racist that he'd said. And where is he now? He currently lives in Casper, Wyoming with his yaks. His most recent YouTube video promoting a new Jeffree Star cosmetics collection was posted in November 2022. And in July 2023, Star had the grand opening of his Jeffree Star store in Casper, Wyoming. The Jeffree Star store is the first of its kind to combine two of Star's ventures, selling both meat from his Star Yak Ranch and beauty products from Jeffree Star Cosmetics. Star is most active on TikTok, where he posts content about makeup slash skincare, his ranch, his yaks, his everyday life, and he promotes his various business ventures. According to NBC News, Star often live streams on TikTok Live, which allows viewers to tip creators small amounts of money by sending token gifts. Star also uses the TikTok shop. Star also uses the TikTok shop feature to market his products directly to his audience.
That actually is a great feature idea, TikTok shock. It's just like something like shocking. But oh yeah, so he has a store in Wyoming selling meat and makeup. The M&M store.
Is it? I need to look up after this. Is this doing well? In my head, I'm like, this is a nightmare. No one is buying this stuff, but maybe there's a line out the door.
Who knows? Seven Wyomingites. What are people from Wyoming called?
I don't know. I mean,
Wyoming heads?
Casper is a city? Is that like a big area of Wyoming?
People from Wyoming. I spelled Whoville. Oh my God. They're called Wyoming a night.
Oh, you got
Wyoming
it.
Night. Why? Wyoming. Just...
Sometimes you just gotta know when you don't fit with a nickname. You just don't need to have one.
We're the only state where it fits with the "ite" is Wisconsinite. I love that.
Oh, Wisconsinite.
But I also like South Carolinian.
But it does still feel like a reach. It sounds a little like an alien. South Carolinian.
What are the ones that sound wrong? Wait, let's go through this.
So many. Well, Texan. Connecticut. That's Connecticut. That's insane. Yeah, there's a bunch of insane ones. Well, anyways, that's Jeffree Star for you. Not great at all, but very interesting and bizarrely a huge part of the internet culture. I find the beauty world so annoying because it really does feel like cheerleaders at my high school where you're just like, no one but you guys cares about this. Like, or people in the beauty world. I'm like, no one cares. It's actually so stupid.
I care a lot.
Well, but you're like into beauty stuff. But
it's true.
These people act as if like literally we are all waiting. Everyone on earth is waiting for this information.
Yeah.
And like, who fucking cares? And it's also like the lowest stakes. That's what's so funny. It's like what they're mad about is usually like, she said this to me. But they're all like 40. I'm like, you guys, this is just so embarrassing. Like, please grow up. It really like gives high school drama a little bit.
It does. Yeah. Like I'm fine. I like the beauty sometimes drama that's more about like, you know, like the Jaclyn Hill hairs. But that's not like a he said, she said. That's just a hairy
but
lipstick.
Getting into it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm all up in drama. I will be on a part 45 of like why my boyfriend cheated on me video. I'm like all into it. But to make the like, I just feel like Jeffree thinks this drama is earth shattering.
Yeah.
And it's actually just so stupid. Mm. And I'm like, no one. Well, I guess people do care, but it just feels like, how are you so, like, have you not done any work on yourself?
Yeah.
But then I guess like what makes him recirculate in the news is stuff like this, which is good for his brand.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys. We talked about Jeffree Star. If you guys like him, why?
What the heck? Comment down below.
Yes. And if you tried the yak meat, also let us know.
Actually, do let us know because I'm going to do a deep dive after this about this yak meat farm. I'm fascinated. So if you bought it, is it good?
Mm-hmm.
Does it make you feel weird that you've seen the yaks on Instagram live and now you're eating it? Very interesting to me. A real girl boss move on Jeffree's part.
This is messed up. But you know when you buy a Lush product and it says who made it on the sticker?
They should put
the sticker of the yak.
Honestly, that would be a real move to promote veganism. I think that would make a lot of people be like, no, I cannot do this.
This is Wilbur.
Oh, all right, well, God.
Thank you guys for listening. Make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube. You rate us 5 stars, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, any place you get your podcasts. Also, make sure to follow our Instagram and TikTok and rile up our social media manager, Jake. They are just loving you guys.
Yeah, fun. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for being here. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Finding a doctor is truly the hardest thing on planet Earth, which is so unfortunate because when you're feeling really sick, the last thing you want to do is talk to an old man who has no idea what you're going through and doesn't understand anything about medical stuff or science and just tells you to drink more water. That is just the worst feeling ever. And that's why I use ZocDoc. If you listen to this podcast, you know I'm obsessed with ZocDoc. It's the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Go to ZocDoc.com/BCC and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BCC. ZocDoc.com/BCC.